he was so crippled he couldn't go, and he made combs and things for people to put in the hair and different things like that, and sold them and made a little income. So one morning, my daddy was just 6 weeks old, and he told her he was going over to her father's, which was about 2 miles, and he had to travel on crutches. Mm-hmm. So he went and started back home, and the Cavaries was nearby, and they're looking for one of his brothers. One of his brothers had deserted, and there's a hunting for him. So they seen him, and he looked so much like his brother, they thought at a distance that he was disguising himself, you know, mm-hmm. being his own crutches, and they shot and killed him. Mm-hmm. And so my daddy had to be brought up without any father.
Jones County was kind of unusual during the war, wasn't it? It was, someone told me it seceded from the South.
Which one?
Someone told me that Jones County seceded from the South. Do you know if that's true or not?
I can't answer that correct.
Do you know which side your grandparents fought on?
Which one?
Which side they fought on?
No, I don't know. I don't know. I just don't know too much about the nature of the war.
Yeah.
But I heard some, you know, that did desert and tried to stay out of it. They was, mm-hmm. they dreaded war.
Mm-hmm. You think you say your mother's parents lived most of their life in Jones County. You think they, and you're not sure whether they were born here or not, but you think
they was born in Mississippi, nearby. Yeah, they was born in Mississippi, I'm sure. But I think one of them was born in maybe Perry County.
Which one was that?
My granddaddy.
On your mother's side?
Yeah, on my mother's side. C.A. Hill. And he come to Jones County when he was a young man. And he married a 14-year-old girl, and they was a parents of 12 children. So I had a lot of living uncles and aunties my childhood days, and they really, practically all of them lived to be old people.
Mm-hmm. Do you know what work your mother's parents did?
They farmed.
And do you know anything about their education?
My grandmother, I can remember quite well, she did a lot of reading. She enjoyed books, and she would get books and read stories out of papers. And, she just felt that it was real. It wasn't just stories. It was what she got out of this reading. She felt that it was really true. Mm-hmm. But my granddaddy could write his name, but he didn't have as much book learning as she did.
Mm-hmm. Could he read?
Yeah, he could read a few words. He could read a little, not much.
Mm-hmm. Do you know where your people on your mother's side came from before they were in Mississippi?
I know, I'm not sure. We were discussing that not long ago. I'm not sure. Now, my grandmother on my daddy's side came from Lauderdale County here, up in North Mississippi. Lauderdale is in North Mississippi, isn't it?
Uh-huh. Where did you?
And she had a fair education. She could read real well, and she could write a beautiful hand.